Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
What is the most beautiful part of the world you've ever seen? You know, I used to live in Europe and I once got to go to the French Alps and go skiing there. I've been to the Mediterranean, seen that crystal clear blue aqua water with the white, you know, whitewashed houses and buildings around it. Here in Australia, we've got some beautiful beaches and rainforests up in the Daintree. I've been there and there's so many beautiful parts of the world. And this world is a beautiful place. I say to people, if it wasn't for people, the world will be perfect. But you know, God made all of this. But did you know that the beauty we see in nature and in the world in which we live, it came out of nothing and it came out of darkness? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is a Faith Boost. I'm going to read some ancient secrets from the modern world that work today in your life. We're going back to the beginning today. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. Check it out. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Bible says the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. There is so much in these three verses, and we're going to go there over the next few podcasts. But in these three verses, we see a lot. And the first thing we see is that this world we live in that is so beautiful. I mean, I'm in a beautiful city now called Brisbane, Australia. Come check it out if you've never been here. It's one of the nicest cities in Australia, that's for sure. And I'm on the river here that goes through the city. But you know, the beauty we see today in our world, it came out of great darkness. The Bible says that the earth was without form. It was formless. It was empty. And there was darkness. You know, there was nothing going on. There was no beauty. There was no color. There was none of the natural beauty of the flowers and nature and the plants and the trees, even the animals. You know, I've been to Africa. You know, I've had to stop on a highway in Botswana with my friend Jerry Lackey as some giraffes crossed the road. And just the beauty in the African animals, the colors and the patterns on them. And you go into Asia and India and tigers with their black and orange stripes, like birds. There's so many beautiful birds in the world. All this stuff came out of darkness. It came out of emptiness and it came out of a great void. And this should encourage you and I that just because maybe your life has been empty recently, maybe you've been through a season that's dry, that's barren, maybe you're not seeing the things that you really want to see, maybe your dreams seem a long way from ever being realized or fulfilled, maybe there's been destruction in your life, maybe emotionally or mentally your health has been beaten down, maybe your physical health has been beaten down, maybe your financial circumstances are tough right now. Who knows what's going on? Maybe you're trying to serve God somewhere in some capacity as a leader somewhere, or youth leader, or worship leader, a pastor, who knows, a missionary, or just someone trying to evangelize friends and family, and it just seems like nothing is going on. I want to encourage you today, the world in which we live started when there was nothing going on. And God can still move when it looks like there's nothing going on. God can still move when it looks like the world is dark. God can still move in your life and in my life when it seems like nothing is happening. We've just been looking at Abraham. He's 99. His wife's 90. It looks like they weren't going to have a kid. I mean, come on. Come on. How many years can you try? How wrinkly can you get? How old can your wife get before you just say, you know what? I'm going to hang up the boots. I'm going to hang up the mitts, whatever the equipment is. And I'm just going to say, we're done. This is not happening. But out of that void, out of that emptiness, out of that barrenness, God brings a son. His name is Isaac, and he forms a nation called Israel, which is still there today. And they're going through a tough time right now, but that nation still stands. Jewish culture still stands. The word of God came through the Jewish people, the Ten Commandments. Jesus came through the Jewish people. He was a Jew. And it all came out of nothing, out of barrenness, and out of emptiness. What is going on in your life today? Can I encourage you? God can still make something beautiful out of your life. God can still do something wonderful in your life. God can revive dreams in your heart. God can restore things back to you emotionally, mentally, physically, even financially, in relationship. Whatever it is you're dreaming about, don't give up.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channels. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.